John Batchelor, CBS Eye on the World, discussing with Tom Jussen and Bill Raggio of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. They keep the long word journal. What we know now about the Taliban and a billboard. Bill, you feature a billboard that looks to have the U.S. soldier who was kept captive for almost 5 years, Bo Bergdahl. What is this poster meant to represent, Bill?
Yeah, so this poster, I believe it's in Pashto. It's basically what it says is it's saying it's celebrating Mullah Sangin for holding Bergdahl and that he was a hero of the jihad. So Mullah Sangin Zadran, who is he? That's the important thing here. He was a leader of the Taliban. He was their governor as well as their military commander at one point in Paktika province. His group kidnapped and held Bo Bergdahl, who abandoned his post and was wandering in Paktika province and was captured by Mullah Sangin's followers. That was in 2009. The U.S. killed him in a drone strike in 2013. He was a member of the Haqqani Network, which, of course, is part of the Taliban. Very senior Haqqani leader. He deeply in bed with al-Qaeda. Sheltered al-Qaeda fighters, fought alongside them, trained them, recruited foreigners to fight in Afghanistan, and was actually talking about waging jihad outside of Afghanistan as well. The U.S. killed him, of course, in North Waziristan, in Pakistan, in 2013 in a drone strike. When he was killed, a mid-level al-Qaeda bomb maker, an Egyptian, was killed alongside him. So, you know, as he lived, so as with al-Qaeda, he died alongside al-Qaeda. So what you have here is the Taliban celebrating. And he was considered one of the most effective military commanders, attacked numerous U.S. outposts, directly responsible for the death of American soldiers in the coast, Paktika area. And the Taliban, you know, they're rubbing it in our face, John. This is really the only thing I could come away with when looking at this stuff, putting this. And note too, there's an interesting thing. The Taliban is talking, they don't have money. And yet these billboards like this and other billboards are not springing up just in Kabul, but across the country. I'm seeing things like this. And they're not like, they're pretty slick. So clearly the Taliban was prepared with an advertising campaign. I mean, Kabul is pasted with billboards and paintings and things of that celebrating the Taliban victory. So they certainly have enough money for things like that. But back to Sangin, Mullah Sangin Zadran, he is, you know, we were tracking him. He's a specially designated global terrorist, et cetera, et cetera. He's the perfect example of the Taliban al-Qaeda dual hatted commander, so to speak. These are leaders who have a foot in both camps. Was he Taliban? Was he al-Qaeda? He was both. And that's what makes the Taliban so dangerous. And that's what makes the Taliban takeover of Afghanistan in some ways an al-Qaeda takeover.
You have a quote from an interview 4 years before Sangin's death. He's asked, how is your relation with your brothers in al-Qaeda? What is the level of cooperation? You've translated it for me, Bill. And after the usual ceremonial praise for Allah, we do not see any difference between Taliban and al-Qaeda, for we all belong to the religion of Islam. There is no difference between us, for we are united by Islam and the Sharia governs us. Just as the infidels are one people, so are the Muslims, and they will never succeed in disuniting the Mujahideen, saying that there is al-Qaeda and Taliban, and that al-Qaeda are terrorists and extremists. They use many such words, but by the grace of Allah, it will not affect our brotherly relationship. Bill, there's no ambiguity there. There's no other way to take that statement. Now, that's 4 years before his death. Could that have gone out of date, Bill? Do we have any indication that the Taliban decided to take it back?
No, there's zero indication that there's that this has changed. And note, by the way, this was an interview with Al-Sahab, which is al-Qaeda's official media outlet. He didn't make this statement to, like, some offhand statement to a reporter. He was being interviewed by al-Qaeda when he made this statement. So, yeah, and there's no indications that 8 years after his death that anything has changed. And if, in fact, the relationship has only gotten stronger. Al-Qaeda has played a key role in this Taliban victory. I mean, look, Dr. Amin al-Haq, who was Osama bin Laden's, the head of the Black Guard, Osama bin Laden's security detail, who ushered him out of the Battle of Tora Bora and into Pakistan. He returned to his home in Nangarhar province under a parade of the Taliban with the Taliban flags flying, and he was treated as a conquering hero. If anything changed, it certainly isn't indicated by Amin al-Haq's return to Nangarhar. And, you know, there's so much more evidence that Tom and I could discuss on this. But, yeah, nothing's changed, John.
We're going to turn to al-Qaeda next. But just a note here, Tom, this billboard is raised in Khost Province, which is, as Bill reports, the Haqqani Network. Have you seen any indication from CENTCOM or from speakers for the Defense Department that they're willing to recognize that al-Qaeda is now integrated into the Taliban? There have been reports saying maybe 1 or 2 years, but do you see any registration of the fact that al-Qaeda is already here?
You know, the rhetoric coming out of the Defense Department and the U.S. establishment is as confused as ever, John. They never really understood what they were looking at when it came to al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. When they talk about a year or two and al-Qaeda's comeback, I suspect what they're really talking about is the ability to conduct external operations. That means plot against the West from Afghan soil. But the point is that that's all guesswork. The truth is that we know that al-Qaeda is riddled throughout the entire insurgency that overtook Kabul, that overthrew the Afghan government. The idea that al-Qaeda needs to have a comeback in general into Afghanistan just shows they don't really understand al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda's been there the whole time.
We're going to turn to al-Qaeda and 9/11. Because as we noted the 20th year of the war on terror or the long war, so did al-Qaeda. Bill Raggio, Tom Jossen, the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy's Long War Journal. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.